جزاكم الله خير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأحبابه وأتباعه أجمعين، وعنا معهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله، إن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله تعالى، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I'd like to start with this ayah, where he subhanahu wa ta'ala tells him, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Commanding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to tell him, Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Make salah on them. If you want to translate literally, we understand that there is no translation for the Quran, right? And we understand that it's only ignorant to say that Allah says, and we say it in English or in Bahasa Melayu or in any other Bahasa in the world. Because once we say Allah said, we say it Allah the way Allah said it. Anything else is by definition what? Interpretation, right? Subjective, not subjective, that's a different story. But it's interpretation rather than anything else. What Allah says is what He said, subhanahu wa ta'ala. But anyway, I'm just going to, for the possible translation, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ. Ya Rasulullah, make salah on them. إِنَّ صَلَاتَكَ سَكَنٌ لَهُمْ. Your salah on them brings them sakan. Sakan, sakina. Do you have that in Bahasa Malayu? Sakina? Sakina, tranquility, peace. Sukoon, I don't know, so we have that. Sakina comes from, so sakanun comes from sakina. Your sakan usually is your home. They call it sakan. Why is home sakan? Because you're supposed to have peace at home. Hence, it was, home is the place where you are in peace. And that's where Allah Ta'ala is telling the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to make salah. As-salah now, obviously when Allah is saying وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, make salah on them. What do you mean salah on them? What does that mean? I make salah on you, you make salah on me, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes salah on you. In fact, Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says about his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ. What do you mean sallu? What is as-salah then? I'm confused. Then another ayah tells me aqimu as-salah. Establish the salah. Alright, so what's going on here? It seems that salah has many different meanings. Number one, meanings that are related to the Creator subhanahu wa ta'ala. And meanings that are related to the creation. When Allah Ta'ala says in His Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلِّي عَلَى, or Allah says, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ لَظُلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Another ayah. He is the one who does salah on you and His angels. What does that mean, Allah does salah on you? The salah from Allah means expiations of sins and elevations in rank. That's what the salah from Allah means. So when we're saying, we, the slaves, when we're saying, or the worshippers, if you like, some people like to say abd means slave, some like to say, no, worshipper is nicer. I'm a slave of Allah Ta'ala. That's where my freedom is. Right? But anyway, worshipper and a slave, whatever, you know, whatever it is, I'm a creation of His subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ, the meaning of salah to Allah, when it's attributed to Allah, Allah يُصَلِّي, هُوَ الَّذِي يُصَلِّي, it means He is expiating your, if you have any sins, He's removing them, and He is elevating your ranks. Now to the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام, they are sinless in the sense. So therefore to them it is it is what? Elevation in ranks. So the more you say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, right, in your awrad, in your dua, you start your dua with as-salah ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because we always like to, you know, not only that, we live nowadays in the 21st century Gregorian and the 14th Hijri, where we like to have shortcuts. Everything is short, right? Fast food, fast things. Everything needs to be fast. So we say, in order for our dua to be accepted, what do? We started with Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. We ended with Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, right? So this way, what? Because Allah is too generous that He accepts your salah on His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and He then lets go that which is in between. Huh? Anyway, so when we're telling Him, oh Allah, salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, what are we telling Him? We're telling Him, Ya Allah, we beg You to increase and elevate the station of our beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's what we're telling Him. To take him from perfection to higher perfection. And from higher perfection to even higher perfection. We're not asking him to take him from imperfection to perfection. Because the Anbiya alayhim salam, Allah Ta'ala made them, created them for to be Anbiya, to carry that message with perfection in that sense. Tayyib. Now the salah from us, or from the malaika, let's say, a salah from the malaika is istighfar, and also asking Allah to increase the rank. So when Allah says, "Huwa alladhi bismillahir rahmanir rahim, huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuh," He's the one that's making salah on you, and His angels are also making salah on you. Or when He says, "Subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusallun 'alan nabi." What do you mean? The malaika also, because they're creation, they do not elevate the rank, but they ask Allah, Ya Allah, please elevate the rank of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if they're making salah on you, it means, Ya Allah, expiate their sins, erase their sins, and elevate their rank, illuminate their hearts, etc., etc. From us is the same to the like the malaika in that sense, though our path of perfection is different, right? We are different creation from the malaika. I know many people, some of you may be close to being angels. For most of us, we're just made of clay. You know, some people are made from nur, you know. So alhamdulillah, Allah bless you. For most people like us, ordinary people, are from clay. Everybody is from clay, actually. Adam is from clay, alayhi salam. And we're all from clay. And therefore, we're different creations, but in this we're united. Their salah is to seek istighfar for you. Ya Allah, ighfir. Give maghfirah, grant forgiveness to so-and-so, and raise their ranks. Also, our salah, when we say, Ya Allah, salli ala Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or when we're saying, you know, anything else, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salli alayhim, it means make dua for them that Allah raises their ranks, erases their sins, etc., etc., etc. And that's the beauty. I wanted to stop here for just a bit before I continue, because I mentioned this. I don't like to leave things unended. We and the malaika are different creations, but we're both creation. But what I wanted to say is that we have different paths to perfection. Our path to perfection is different. Our path to maximize our creationness, if there's such a word, being a worshipper of Allah. Remember Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, hadith al-Bukhari Muslim, you all know, on it, hadith is narrated on two people, on the authority of our mother, Aisha radiyallahu anha wa ardaha, and also the hadith is narrated on the authority of Al-Mughira, both sahihain, fil Bukhari Muslim. The hadith of Sayyidina Aisha, where she sees Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, your beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam, standing up the night and praying. Praying so much that he's not resting, that she fell, and this is Aisha, remember. Aisha al-faqiha, siddiqa. Aisha is not your average sahabi. Yeah? I mean, Sayyidina Aisha is not your average sahabi. Not in ilm, not in ibadah, not in devotion, not in rank. She's from the family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being in his wife, in the household, the prophetic household. I mean, Jibreel, that was the landing strip for Jibreel. Alayhi salam, Jibreel comes from heaven. That's where he lands. Huh? That's where he takes off. Malaika come there. Quran is revealed in the house. I'm just trying to sort of, we understand where Aisha radiallahu anha is coming from. She's abida. worshiper, not your average one. She, in that understanding, she feels, why are you doing this to yourself? Ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ajeeb. Why are you doing this to yourself? Not from someone who never makes any doesn't write any letters to Allah metaphorically at night. You know, your salah at night is letters in a sense, messages that you're sending to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasail. You're sending, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, these messages, that's at night is usually when the messages, the Rabbani messages, usually the clarity at night, the bars there, you know, we are now, because we have to talk about the internet, Wi-Fi bars. Bars are high. All the way, full. Huh? No, hadith al-sahih, hadith al-Bukhari Muslim, you all know it. Huh? هَلْ مِنْ سَائِلًا فَوَعْطِيَهُ هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَغْفِرٍ فَأَغْفِرُ لَهُ. Is there anyone who's asking anything? Allah tells you at the end of the night. Anyone who has any special needs that you want? You've been running around, knocking every door, opening every way, following every street, begging every human being. And you know, we beg people, and people sometimes are not as merciful as we expect them to be. And we've never tried to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all He wants from you is to return to Him. وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض. وجهت وجهي means what? I'm directing my heart. You need to direct your, I mean, calibration. Right? There's a tune-up here. Heart tune-up, cardiology tune-up, calibrate. All right. So Sayyidah Aisha is looking at that and saying, Ya Rasulullah, why are you doing this to yourself? And she is the one that stands up the night and prays. She's the one who, you know, she has that friendliness with the night, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's where the lovers, in a metaphorical way, taban, speak to each other with the heart, with the prayers. You know, if you love somebody, you don't sleep. If you really love somebody, you don't sleep. Really love somebody. I always say two things require tahara beforehand. Salah and love. You gotta have tahara before you love. Because love without tahara is no love. Because you're not cleaning your heart and you're saying, I love you. No. You gotta clean it well, make it all mine, and then say, I love you. Correct? Same thing with tahara. Why do you have to do tahara? The miftah as-salah is at-tahara. Why? Because tahara also requires that, or that salah also requires tahara. Otherwise, since the tahara or purity is the prerequisite for salah and love, otherwise without tahara, salah and love are both invalid without tahara. It's a claim, and lots of people claim. Easy to claim, to say, yeah, I love you. I love Allah. I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I love the Quran. Okay. What's your relationship with the Quran, Habibi? What's your relationship with the salah? How is that? So Sayyidah Aisha is telling him, why are you doing this? وَقَدْ غَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. You have no sins, Ya Rasulullah. Why are you doing this to yourself? And he tells her this, أَفَلَا أُحِبُّ أَنْ أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلُهُ وَصَحْبُهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Shouldn't I love to be a thankful slave? Shouldn't I love to be a thankful slave? Notice how love and thankfulness are together. Love to be thankful. Love to be thankful. Yani, the mere fact that Allah enabled you to say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, if you really taste it and have that dhok of it, you need to sort of like love to say Alhamdulillah and want to say Alhamdulillah for you, Ya Allah, allowing me to say Alhamdulillah in the first place. Thank you for allowing me to thank you. Because if you hadn't allowed me, ajeeb, how generous Allah Ta'ala is. You know, who is the one who taught you how to pray? Who sent you books? Who sent you messengers? Who gave you the brain? Who gave you the time? Who facilitated for you to come here tonight? You could have gone anywhere else. You could have gone million places, etc., etc. Who gave you all these things? Who enabled you to talk? Who enabled you to walk? Who enabled you to stand? Who taught you? Who opened your heart to the meanings? Who opened your heart to His love? Who put that nur and illumination in your heart? And then you do it, and Allah, He credits you for it. You did it. That's why they say, إِذَا أَرَادَ أَنْ يُظْهِرَ فَضْلَهُ عَلَيْكَ خَلَقَ وَنَسَّبَ إِلَيْكَ SubhanAllah. If He wants to show His bounties, if He wants to show you His grace, He facilitates and credits you for it. He facilitates and gives you the credit for it. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Because we want to... Why am I saying this? Because I'm coming to the meeting. وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ Ya Rasulullah, make salah on them. What is the salah from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Make dua for them. But what is the word salah means actually in the Arabic language? The saad, the lam, and the ya. That's the stem of the word. Huh? The stem, the linguistic stem of the word salah is saad, lam, ya. Alright? What is that? It actually means dua. But not just any dua. Dua means what? Calling upon. Directing your heart to entirely and pleading and asking. Tawajjuh kulli. But not just dua, wholesome dua. Not any dua. Salah doesn't mean just dua. In the language it means dua. But not just any dua. Dua kulli. Wholesome. In other words, just like you say in the salah, why do you think Imam Shafi'i chose this? In his madhab, طبعاً الحديث في الصحيح, حديث في صحيح الإمام مسلم, عن سيدنا علي is the narrator. وجهت وجهي إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماء. وجهت وجهي. What is that توجه? What is توجه? Direction. Direction. What are you trying to do? You're saying now, I no longer am looking at the dunya. I am now وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَىٰ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الرُّجْعَىٰ يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ Come back to your Lord. You're no longer looking at the creation. The creation is all behind you. You're now looking towards the Creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. As if Al-Qur'an or fiqh al-salah, anyway, which is dua, is to make sure you understand a point. Don't spend your life, my dear beloved, Habibi, all of you. Don't spend your life journeying from the creation to the creation. It's an awful waste of breath. Awful waste of time. You journey from the creation to the creation. You take your hope from one creation, you place it in another ajiz creation. You take it from this creation, you go to another creation. And you spend your life going from the creation to the creation. من الكون إلى الكون. Allah Ta'ala, as if He's leading you through this, to travel from the creation to the Creator. And that's why in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hadith Sahih, you all know hadith Abu Huraira, hadith Sayyidina Umar as well, actually, في Sahih, hadith Jibreel, that's known, when he told him, مَلْ إِحْسَان Sayyidina Jibreel Alayhi Salaam is coming in white. Remember the hadith? You all know the hadith. I'm not going to go there, right? Hadith is long, maybe some other time. But this Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is the narrator of the hadith. He says, this man comes to Medina. He goes to the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His hair is very dark. Dark black. So those of you who have dark black hair say, no, I have the hair of Jibreel. I'm just saying. Huh? Lakin the point is what? Sayyidina Umar is describing Jibreel. He didn't know yet it was Jibreel. Why is he saying dark black? Because if you are not from the city, nobody knows you. It means you're a traveler. If in the old days you travel in a desert, will your hair be nice and combed and black? It's going to have all kinds of particles and sands from the desert. It's not going to look black at all. It's going to have all kinds of things and dusty and all that stuff. So, لا يرى عليه أثر السفر. You cannot tell he's a traveler, but nobody knows him. He's not from Medina. How come? Anyway, he says, this man walked all the way, sat right in front of the Prophet ﷺ, knee to knee. فأسند ركبتيه إلى ركبتي. يا سلام. We're looking at the صلاة or صلاة which comes from صلاة. صلاة means connection, دعاء. Right? Wholesome approach. Right? توجه كلي, entirely, you're entirely being directed to. That's the meaning of salah. So when Allah is telling him, وَصَلِّ عَلَيْهِمْ, it means pray for them entirely. You know how sometimes people tell you, Shaykh, make dua for us. Oh, so you make dua for them. You tell them, make dua for me. What do they say? Inshallah. Do they ever make dua? Inshallah. You know this word, inshallah, when we use inshallah and we don't mean by it anything else that except that I'm not going to do it. Ya akhi, if you don't want to do it, why are you saying inshallah? Say, I'm not going to do it, inshallah. No, I mean, why are you promising for others to make dua for them and you don't? You know, if you promise as a mu'min, hadith sahih, Tirmidhi narrated it, that if you promise, the sign of the believer, if he promises or she promises, what? They deliver. Huh? Not they break their promise. All right, so if you don't want to make dua, don't promise. But if you make dua, you win. Why? Because as you know per the hadith, you make dua for someone else, the malaika are saying what? Also for him, also for her, give them more. You think you're going to play generous with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more generous than you and me all together. So, sometimes our words, inshallah, don't usually materialize much. And it's important. Should I tell you a joke? Yeah, you've been sitting here for a while? Okay, I'll tell you a joke so you can relax a little bit. Yeah, Sayyidi Hada, there's in the old days, we have a comic figure in the Arab world. That comic figure is named Juha. I don't know if Juha is a real thing or a fiction. It's possible, but they attribute everything funny to him. In the old days, long, long ago, his name is Juha. Juha, one day, he says, I want to buy a cow. So he is leaving his little village, and he is going to the city where the cow auction is. They auction the cattle. So, you know, on the outskirts of the village, they're sitting the elderly, retirees, I mean, people who retire in the old days in the village. They sit all together, drink tea, and remember the good old days when they were young. Yeah, that's usually how it is. And then they say, oh, when we were young, we used to do this, and look at this now, new, paper generation. They can't do anything. You like this, they bend, etc. These elderly, they said, Assalamu alaikum, ya Juha. Where are you going, heading this morning early? He says, I'm going to town, to the city. I said, why? He says, I want to buy a cow from the cow auction. They told him, okay, say inshallah. He says, why should I say inshallah? The money is in my pocket. And the cow, the city is filled with cows. I mean, cow auction, there are 1,000 cows and I got the money. No problem. They said, okay, go. So he went to the cow auction. So he's standing in the cow auction with everybody, bidding on this. Somebody with a fast hand came, stole the money from Juha's pocket without him feeling. He is bidding on a cow, there's no more money. He returned at the end of the day walking to the village with no cow. As soon as he entered, Salaam alaikum Juha, wa alaikum salam. Where's your cow? He says, my money got stolen, inshallah. To say inshallah before, why are you saying inshallah after? So the point also, this is part of the dua, that we need to move from the ritual answers that we use or the words that we use to mean what we say and say what we mean. The reason I'm telling you this, I know it's a joke, but I'm telling you this for a reason. If you don't really mean, you don't really direct yourself entirely to Allah when you ask Him, you're not present. On a creation level, forget, I'm not talking about the Creator now, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forget us now talking to the Creator, let's talk about the creation level. You go to someone who's very important, on a creation level, and you really want something badly from him. You know what? Not important person. Not even so, forget important. He's not important. But you want something from that person. So, and he's in front of you, say, so I need this from you. You know, why don't you give me this? You know, and you're not even looking at him, you're not even directing yourself to him. No adab. The least to say, you know, there's no adab. There's no adab. And this deen, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, is adab. Adab takes you a long way. Etiquette takes you a long way. And in the old days, our mashayikh used to say, al-adab qabla talab. Adab before ilm. Why? Because ilm without adab is information. Ilm without adab is ma'lumat. Not ilm in the meaning of ma'rifa. Abadan, never. Ilm in the meaning of ma'rifa, which means knowledge and wisdom, can never be done through amassing information. Amassing information, you can put a YouTube or you can put a USB and you have thousands of books. Information is plenty, but transformation is not. Adab comes before. Why do you think Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam is coming now in his white clothing, combed hair, beautiful sight? Is that not a message for us that when we go to Allah Ta'ala in the masjid, how do we go, where we dress, how we dress, how come we dress up? And I don't mean dress up for parties. I mean dress up for spiritual party. Yani means tahara before. Nice, beautiful, clean. Zinatakum inda kulli masjid, Allah Ta'ala tells us. Why is it that Allah is the least important of all to look at us? When we ask Him or pray to Him, it doesn't really matter how we look inside or out. But everybody else is important, how we are looking before Him, before them, inside or out. Even when you want to go and meet a creation, you prepare. If it's important, you prepare. What should I say? I don't want to make a mistake. But to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the preparation you need is tawbah, repentance, and going back to Him. That's how your dua can be answered. If you go to Allah half, partly is you are not with Him, and partly you are with Him. That's lack of adab with Him, lack of adab in dua. And that salah of yours, which is dua, the meaning of salah is dua, and the dua is dua. You're just saying things that you don't mean. Imagine if those of you who are newly married, or they're about to get married, especially if you're about to get married. You know, romance is in the air, love is in the air, everything is nice. Imagine if you just say, yeah, I love you, sure. She's going to say, Mom, I don't want him. He doesn't even look at me when he says, I love you. And that's why the Arab poet says, إِنَّ الْكَلَامَ لَفِي الْفُؤَادِ وَإِنَّمَا جُعِلَ اللِّسَانُ عَلَى الْفُؤَادِ دَلِيلًا. He says the talk is in the heart. And the tongue is the mere translator of the state of the heart. If you want to talk to Allah Ta'ala, don't give Him lip service. If you want to make dua, okay, well, I memorized this glorious dua. Great, very nice. Are you saying it from your heart or you're saying it from your tongue? With your tongue. People who talk with their tongues only are merchants, business. And with Allah Ta'ala, there's only one business, the Akhirah. And to Him, you have to go with your heart. Your tongue doesn't, in fact, your tongue is your biggest liability. Hadith sahih, you know Hadith Sayyidina Mu'adh. Hadith Sayyidina Mu'adh is known. Mu'adh bin Jabal, you know Mu'adh is big, something big. Not your average, he's not your average Sahabi, Mu'adh bin Jabal. I'll tell you this hadith from Sayyidina Mu'adh. Since we're talking about Mu'adh now, you know that we're going through one station after another. Had Sayyidina Mu'adh bin Jabal went to Ash-Sham. Many of the people there, the tabi'een in Hisham, they didn't know. They went and they saw people around him. He's praying, all these things. One of the people, he says, I want to go tomorrow in the morning so I can actually get him before anybody and all these things. I asked around, who is this man? When he speaks beauty. And the way he is and all these things is beautiful. Who is he? They said, هذا صاحب رسول الله معاذ بن جبل. So after the Prophet ﷺ departed, they said, this is the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Mu'adh bin Jabal. So he says, I tried again the other day until I caught him. I came close to him. I said salam to him. And he replied to me. I told him, tell me something that Rasulullah told you. Look now, the tabi'i wants to be connected to al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam through the sahabi. Tell me something. I want to hear the words of my beloved. Tell me something he told you. Because this something, again, because our love in our heart has become so cold. When we hear Allah said, when we hear Rasulullah said, no problem, nothing changes, nothing, you know. And you're supposed to be making dua with your heart and salah with your heart first. Right? They asked one of the salaf radiallahu anhum, they said, أَيَسْجُدُ الْقَلْبِ? Does the heart have sujood? We understand the body has sujood. Does the heart have sujood? He says, of course, the heart can be in sujood to Allah forever. Because you know, Habibi, when you're doing salah, and when you're doing sujood, you know you better, your heart better be making sujood before your body. You know that when you're making wudu and that water is touching your face first, you know it's supposed to be washing your heart before it washes your face. In tawbah. You know when you're going around the Kaaba to do tawaf, that your heart is supposed to be doing tawaf before your body. That's the whole point. Why do you think Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Sayyidina Umar fil Bukhari, the first hadith, إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. All the amal are by the niyyah, right? Whereas you say niyyah also in Bahasa Malayu? Okay, whereas if you want to write a little email to niyyah, where do you put? Niyyah at heart.com. Well, I don't know, heart something. النية محلها القلب. Where is the niyyah? It's in the heart. The niyyah is located in the heart, isn't it? Is the niyyah on the lips? You can utter the niyyah, but is the niyyah really on the lips? No. Where is the niyyah? In the heart. What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell you? إنما الأعمال. Wow. Your actions start where? Where do they start? In the heart. Because the first action is the niyyah to do the action. It's part of the action. If your heart, if your salah or your dua does not start in the heart, you have no niyyah then. And that's why when we give Allah Ta'ala lip service, it's not going to work. It doesn't work with the creation to work with the creator. This sahih, this tabi, let me finish the thing for you since I started. This tabi said to him, he said, tell me something you heard from Rasulullah. Or the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells you. And look at that there, in that yearning to hear. They want to hear it, not for the ears of their heads, but for the ears of their heart. Like the, you know, to me, I imagine when, because al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he received the wahi, what did he do? When he received Ya Ayyuhal Muddathir, Ya Ayyuhal Muzzammil, what did he do? The first thing, when Jibreel gave him the surahs, what did he do with them? He took the surahs and he poured them in whose ears? In whose ears? Khadija. He took the ayahs that just came and poured the ayahs into the ears, onto the heart of Khadija. Radiallahu anha wa alayhi salam. So you understand why Khadija is Khadija. Because the Quran is fresh from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, straight into her ears. Straight. He takes it fresh, the ayah comes fresh, and he puts it sallallahu alayhi wa sallam into the ears, onto the heart of Khadija. Why do you think she sacrificed everything and she did everything? Why do you think she gave all her money and her life and she died? Eventually, Sayyidah Khadija is a shahida, I think. She died out after the embargo as a consequence of the embargo that they prevented them from food and water and all these things. I mean, this is your mother, Ummul Mu'mineen, isn't she? Why do you think she became Ummul Mu'mineen? Easy? The hearing was attuned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Her hearing was fine, was Muhammadan hearing. Fine. And that Muhammadan hearing doesn't stop at the ear. It goes all the way to the heart. And therefore, bardan wa salama. It goes salam onto the heart. Huh? Easy on the heart. Why? It's the kalam of Allah. Isn't the dhikr of Allah? Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu al-qulub. The hearts find ease with the mentioning of Allah. But then how come we're making dua and we're making salah and the hearts don't find ease? The ayah tells you. What does the ayah say? Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'innu. With the dhikr of Allah, the hearts will find peace. The tongues will find peace. The hearts will find peace. Are we making dhikr, meaning salah, meaning dua, are we making them with our tongues or with our hearts? If we're making them with our tongues and our heart is singing a different tune, then you've got other things to worry about. You've got to take that line in the heart and make sure that it connects with your tongue all the time. So you reflect that which is in. You, all of you, not just your tongue speaks Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, right? It's alleged that Imam Zain al-Abidin radiallahu anhu, Ali ibn Hussein, when he was hearing the adhan fi al-Sham the first time, when the muaddin said Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, he said Shahida biha, my blood testifies to it, my skin testifies Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, my hair testifies Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, my bones testify Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, everything in me is testifying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Why? There's tawajjuh entirely, wajjah to wajhi. You're entirely directing yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dunya is behind you. Creation is behind you. You're traveling now from the creation to the creator, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore you're not worried about the creation. This Mu'adh bin Jabal, the Shiban in Damascus, for Sham, everybody is around him. This man tells him, tell me something that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told you. He says, I'll tell you something. He says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me once, Ya Mu'adh, inni uhibbuk. O Mu'adh, I love you. Faqul, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. So say, Ya Mu'adh, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. O Allah, enable me to do ala dhikrik, to enable me to be among those who are in constant remembrance of you. Wa shukrika, and to be grateful to you. Wa husna ibadatik, so I can worship you well. Let's see, have you memorized? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika وحسن عبادتك. Now this Sahaba, this Tabi, Sayyidina Mu'adh told the Tabi'i this way, and the Tabi'i now went and told a Tabi'i Tabi'i. He told them, I narrate from Mu'adh bin Jabal that Rasulullah told him, إني أحبك فقل اللهم أعني على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. And Mu'adh told me, I love you as well. وَأَنَا أُحِبُّكَ فَقُلْ, and say, اللَّهُمَّ أَعِنِّي عَلَى ذِكْرِكَ وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. And then Mu'adh, and then this tabi' al-tabi'i told a tabi' al-tabi'i, and tabi' al-tabi'i told another tabi' al-tabi'i, until it reached us today. And this hadith is called Al-Musalsal Bil-Mahabba. The hadith that is Musalsal Bil-Mahabba. طلاب الحديث, they start بالمسلسل والأولية and المسلسل بالمحبة. And this hadith has come to us all the way, chain after chain. Everyone tells the other, and I love you, just like Rasulullah said to Mu'adh, I love you. So say, Allahumma inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. And the same phrase has been transferred one generation to others, and I narrate it to you as well, in my turn, from one of my shuyukh, Sheikh Muhammad Yasin al-Fadani al-Makki al-Jawi rahimahullah ta'ala, Musnid al-Asr rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi in Mecca, and with his asaneed, saying, wa ana uhibbuk faqul Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. And I tell you, on my turn now, as I received it from my Sheikh through his shuyukh, all the way to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, everyone saying to the other, and I love you, and I love you all, and say, Allahumma a'inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. And now you can take the chain to the rest now, tell it to the other people. What's the point in all this? So it's your heart that is in the da'wah, not your tongue. What is the point of the tongue? The salah we pray 15 years. Because we forged the meaning of salah. We hijacked the meaning of salah. How so? I'll finish with this. I don't want to keep you here for a long time, because you know, I know you've got things to do tomorrow. You know the hadith al-Bukhari Muslim, hadith Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. You know the hadith. أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ بِبَابِ أَحَدِكُمْ نَهَرًا. How about if some of you has a river in front of his house, and he's washing, for, or she's washing herself from it 5 days. Will there be, or every, I'm sorry, 5 times a day, will there be any dirt on that body? No. So what do? We forge the meaning of the hadith in the sense of what? Yani not forging in the sense, but we say, whatever you do, the salah will take your sins and do what? Erase them like this. You pray 5 times, Bismillah, go do whatever you want, no problem. Huh? As-salah is supposed to be your connection with Allah. That you actually are going to Him with your heart. وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا. Muslim means, Muslim, by the way, Muslim is not a noun, huh? You all know that. Maybe some other time we'll talk about that. Many people think Muslim is a noun. Muslim is a verb. Allah tells you in the Quran al-Kareem, not bringing you from my pocket. Huh? إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ أَسْلِمْ قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ibrahim alayhi salam. What does Allah tell him? أَسْلِمْ. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Surrender yourself entirely. Submit yourself entirely. That Allah is Al-Qadir. Allah is the one who is above everything in the sense of power. Allah is Al-Razzaq. Allah is Al-Kareem. Allah is the one who gives. Allah is the one who grants. Allah is the one who heals. Allah is the one who gives. Allah is the one who empowers. Allah is the one who enables. Only Allah, not anybody else. Only Him. Him and only Him. Surrender and submit to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنْ أَسْلَمُوا. Another ayah, Allah says, فَقَدِ اهْتَدَوْا. A verb. If they surrender and submit to Allah. That's the meaning of Islam. So what we're saying with the salah here, is it has to be that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when you're praying, you're praying. You are with Him. You're making dua, you're with Him. You happen to make a mistake in between. Without intention. You're not intending and planning and plotting to sin. And then you say, you know what? Let me now go do salah. Erase it. Plotting to sin is the most devastating, dangerous, It's like you're walking with a bomb. I know you're a Muslim. It's okay. It's all right. We're all Muslims here. Nobody has bombs, really. But I don't know what to say. I need to figure out another thing. Nowadays, we have to change the terminology. But if you intend to sin, you know how some people, tomorrow I'm going to do this. They intend, put the plan, put the plot, and then intend to execute as per their plot on how to sin and when and why and where and all these things. This is the most devastating thing you can do. Not only it'll veil you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it'll cut all your connection, because now you're no longer directing yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that sense. You're directing yourself to shaitan. But also it's got destructive consequences on yourself, on your spirituality, on your surrounding, on your environment. Destructive. I'm not saying we don't sin. I sin. I'm a sinner. We all sin. Don't plan to sin. You sin? Ask forgiveness. Don't plan to sin. You plan to sin? The price is dear. The price is dear. And I'll turn you to Surah Al-Qalam. Go to Surah Al-Qalam and read it today about the kids who inherited their father's wealth and they planned, they haven't executed. I'm not saying you need to execute for consequence to happen. No. Without execution, simply intended to sin. And look what Allah did to their Jannah. Fi Surah Al-Qalam. Destroyed it entirely. They have planned only. They haven't even done it yet. The mourning did not happen yet. We all sin. Don't plan to sin. When we hijack the hadith, and let me finish with this. When we take the hadith as, oh, well, we can do whatever we want from the salah to salah, so it will wipe the sins. What does that lead us to do? We have two lives. One, we do whatever. And one, when we think that all we have to do is just do the lip service, and then we can get out, and that's it. And that's, with this like this, you can pray not 50 years, 15 million years. 50 million years, and nothing changes. Nothing changes. So that doesn't change you, doesn't transform you at all. You can pray 15 gazillion years if you want, billion years as well, makes no difference. Doesn't change. You're giving lip service. How can lip service change you? If Allah says, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ As-salah reforms you from saying evil and doing wrong. That's the meaning of the ayah. How come we're praying and it's not reforming us? Because you're giving lip service. You're not sitting there with your heart. You're not interacting. You're not presenting yourself before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the salah is actual presentation to Allah. That you're not seeing anything else but Him. Meaning that you observe that He's observing you. That Allah is witnessing you. Allah is watching you. Allah is with you. Those are some of the key things I want to say about dua, and I don't want to take too much time. Allah bless you. Barakallahu feekum. I think I took more than I should have. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.